Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. It is Tuesday, I think, the 13th of November, and this is a show about stock market investing. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and I come at you every day, 12 o'clock, to share information directly off my trading desk. This is a live program. Market's open. I'm trading and I'm managing assets, my own private assets and that of individual investors. And what I do is I come at the investing picture with tools for the millennial age that we're in. This isn't your dad's stock market. It's certainly not your granddad's. You've got more information coming at you from every angle. It's overload. And very often it's created to confuse you and get you off your game. And what we do here is we use algorithms and exchange-traded funds and other new technologies to help us manage risk and still capture upside. In the millennial market, you've got to manage risk first and then capture upside. So we come at the investing process on our desk by doing the same fundamental analysis we've always done on industry trends and individual companies, but we use millennial execution tools, and I'm trying to share that with you so you can make the unfamiliar world of millennial investing familiar. My dad always taught me in life, that's what makes you successful. Taking the unfamiliar and making it familiar. And so I'm trying to help you with that. Step one, I like to go over the five algorithms that we've specifically designed to add or subtract risk in our portfolio in the top five equity indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, small cap index, mid cap index. As you all know, we have a real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, where we try to keep you up to date on those five indexes based on our algorithms. And then we try to offer some insight on how it affects our trading behavior and our stance. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, #ArmorReport, where I try to alert you whenever something important is going on, if I've got time. I mean, after all, I am managing assets, so I've got to focus on that. But when I've got time, I try to update Twitter as soon as I can to let you know where we're at. And so I put out some alerts on Twitter yesterday at 3:30, I think it was, or thereabouts. And again, this morning, major change to our risk algorithm. We are no longer in a risk-on position on the S&P 500. We now have three of the top five indexes based on our algorithms in a cash position. Now, these algorithms we use are long-only algorithms. This is to help individual investors manage risk in their portfolio. This is not about short selling. This is not about day trading. This is about using millennial tools to make you a more effective investor, to help you buy weakness and sell strength. That's how you'll become successful. Everyone's heard that terminology, but it's very hard to do. Algorithms help you do it. It just every day helps us get on the right side of probabilities and statistics. I keep saying that on these podcasts, and I'm going to keep repeating it because that's what every decision should begin with when it comes to investing. Am I on the right side of probabilities and statistics? I had investors asking me yesterday as the market was selling off into the close, should we be going short? And on the one hand, at 3:30, our algorithm said to be out of the S&P 500. And we're already out of the NASDAQ. We never got in this whole cycle, this whole blip higher. We haven't been in the NASDAQ 100. We're out of the small cap index. The Dow is in a reduced position. So we've already booked profits at higher levels, and we're in a reduced position there and in the mid caps. So we're as close to being 100% cash as we can be. And yet I still said, no, you don't go short at the end of two big down days in the market. Market that Dow's down 600 points. I understand why there's the urge to short at that moment. But statistically speaking, when the market's already down close to 1,000 points on the Dow in 2 days, it's rare that the market gaps lower and implodes. I know everyone's trying to capture that collapse, but it doesn't happen like that. Real bear markets don't happen like that until the end, when there's absolute panic. Statistically speaking, what you get is a day like today, which was just a beautiful day. I suggested to investors who were interested in shorting yesterday, hold off, don't short, not into the close. The markets are going to go back and test the VWAP of yesterday. And they did it first thing this morning with the gap up. They gapped right back to the VWAP. You've all heard me talk about volume-weighted average price. It's an incredibly important tool when it comes to day trading and looking for investment opportunities when you're looking to set up investments. Knowing where the volume-weighted average price, which is the real price, by the way, that institutions are paying for the asset, that's where you want to be getting on your positions on. And then when you're three standard deviations above or below that line, you could be doing opposite trades for mean reversion type of things. Or looking to go long when you're three standard deviations below the VWAP. That's where you want to look for your buying the weakness trades. But I've digressed a little bit. I just wanted to share with you what I mean when I say get on the right side of probabilities and statistics. Being short into the end of the day yesterday was the wrong side of probabilities. Statistically speaking, there was about a 90% chance the market would be up either immediately this morning, which it was, or it would crater in the first hour of the morning and then reverse and skyrocket. The S&P and the Dow and the NASDAQ, they don't implode until the end of the bear market. Then they implode. But when you have a couple big down days, you can almost set your watch to the rebound, back up to test important VWAPs. So I'll get to this later in the show. I am not a short seller. If you all are following my list of rules of the road, I've been doing this over 30 years, and I can tell you, I think it was rule number, for those of you who are following along. Let's see what rule it is. Rule number 7, there's a step between long and short, and it's called cash. Cash. We just had a risk-on opportunity. The market rallied up. We booked profits higher. We got stopped out on a raised stop basis. I'm in cash right now. If I wanted to short, I need the bounce today, which is occurring, and then probably another move higher tomorrow, right up into the overhead around the 200-day moving average. And then depending on how the asset behaves, maybe I put a short out. Maybe. I'm not convinced I want to be doing that yet. But I am getting closer to that, because the 200-day moving average and the 50-day moving average on the S&P are in downtrends. And that is a problem for the market, and it usually leads to a bear market. Well, let's put it this way. You can't have a bear market without the 50 and the 200-day in a downtrend at the same time. So the most dangerous time to be in the market long is when the 50 and the 200-day are in downtrends. And right now, that's the situation for the S&P. It's disturbing, and it's been going on for a number of days now. I think 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We're something like in the 17th or 18th day of the downtrends in both moving averages. So now it's becoming real. It's a real downtrend. That's a lot of days. And that's only going to accelerate as more days fall off the map, 200 days ago, and there's more waiting on the sell-off from October, right? So that moving average is going to be heavier weighted towards October with every day that goes forward right now. So there's pressure down on the market. So if I was ever going to short, now's the time to start looking for opportunities. I'm not there yet. Getting back to how we can use these algorithms in your portfolio, what I suggest you do is figure out what type of investor you are, how much risk you're willing to take. And when you get dramatic changes on the algorithms in these big indexes, you adjust your risk exposure accordingly. That's what this show is all about. ARMR Report. ARMR stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. I also do research on industry trends I want to be long. I do research on individual companies that we want to own. You all know, I've talked about this on the show. But everything begins and ends for us with risk management. How much risk we're willing to take. So right now we're in a prone position. The market is dangerous. Three out of the five indexes are recommending cash based on the algorithm. And the other two, the mid cap and the Dow, are in a reduced position where we've already booked profits and raised stops. So any more weakness in the market is going to take us theoretically to 100% cash on those algorithms. When you get 100% cash call based on the algorithms, it tells you risk is at its highest. And so what do you do as an investor? How aggressive do you want to be when it comes to protecting your net worth? I can't make that decision for you. You've got to make that call. But this is a day. I'm really excited about this. I've had a lot of people requesting, you know, I keep saying on these calls, I can't make the decision for you, right? I'm just talking here. This is a podcast. Really, I do it as much for me as I do it for you. It keeps me honest. If I hear myself talking to you and expressing risk management, then it helps me execute it on my own trading desk. So I thank you for listening, quite frankly. It gives me a reason to be out here talking, and it helps me execute. But I have had a number of listeners ask me, how can they use these algorithms in their portfolio? And so I announced it yesterday on the show, and I'm excited to keep talking about it a bit today. I did launch yesterday three tracking portfolios on Interactive Brokers platform. So investors that I work with who want to use these algorithms in their portfolio and help them to manage their risk can link their Interactive Brokers account to one of these three tracking portfolios. And I have my own capital in each of these three portfolios. One I call ARMR Alpha, ARM Alpha, which means algorithmic risk management. It means risk management is the number one concern of that tracking portfolio. And so it's our most conservative portfolio where we're protecting capital first, trying to capture upside a distant second. Then we have our balanced portfolio where we're a little more aggressive. We're still managing our risk first and capturing upside second, but we're a little more aggressive capturing that upside. And then we have our third portfolio, which we call alpha aggressive, right? We're capturing alpha by being aggressive on the long side when the window of risk on opportunity presents itself. And so then you would have to determine what type of investor do you want to be. Do you want to max out your returns when you're in a bull market and you get a nice risk-on signal? Boom, then you have to be in the alpha aggressive portfolio. If you're more concerned with a bear market and protecting your capital, then you go to the other end of the spectrum and you use ARM Alpha, where the alpha is generated by protecting capital as the market's going down. The object there is to keep up with the market when the market's going higher, but really outperform by protecting capital as the market goes down. And then, of course, you know, if you're in the middle there, you use the balanced approach. And I'm going to be updating our website in the coming weeks so that right on the homepage, you'll be able to monitor the performance of these three tracking portfolios. Probably at the start of the next month, I'll start updating what the portfolio is doing, probably on a monthly basis, maybe a week-to-week basis. We'll see. This is fluid here, and it depends on how much time I've got on my hands. You know, never forget, this is a real live trading desk where I'm actually putting on executing, you know, orders. So I did write on our by the way, if you have an interest in these tracking portfolios, please, you know, feel free to give me a call. Phone number's right there on our website, rosenthalcapital.com. It's 561-575-6832. I'd be more than happy to share with you, you know, the step-by-step process. Okay. I did mention, if you look at our real-time risk-on monitor, that when we're in a heavy cash position based on our multi-day algorithms, we like to turn on our day trading algorithms. I don't day trade all the time. But if our algorithms on a multi-day level are telling us to have a lot of cash in the portfolio, then what that's really saying is volatility is greater than normal because we're in a downtrend. And so you get a lot of volatility in a downtrend. And so the reward for the risk taken on an intraday basis is worth it. And you hear me talk about this on previous podcasts. There's two things I do. You know, that maybe I should make this one of my rules of the road because it's really important. I'll write it down for tomorrow. But every time I put money to work, whether it be for a long-term investment or a day trade, every time I put money to work, there's two things I ask myself. Am I on the right side of probability and statistics? And it just flew out of my head. How about that? Am I on the right side of probability and statistics? And, wow. All right. I'll have to remember it in a minute. And I'll write it down and go over it again with you tomorrow. What a crazy blank. It's just when I'm trading during these conversations, I see things happen on the screen, and sometimes it wipes out the rest of my brain. And part of what that is today is that I'm long on an intraday trading basis. So I'm day trading today. Oh, that's the other thing. Great. Thanks for waiting for me to remember. I look for a situation where the reward is worth the risk I'm taking. Those are the two things I'm looking for: reward versus risk. Am I going to get paid if I'm right in a major way? Then I'll put the money to work. And am I on the right side of probability and statistics? Then I'll put the money to work. Those are the two things I think of every time I put money to work. They supersede every other decision. I don't put money to work because I think the PE ratio is this, or the valuation is that, or the product is great and I like to, you know, use it, or all these other ridiculous reasons to put money to work. There's only two reasons to put money to work. Is the reward from these prices worth the risk I'm taking? And is the probabilities and statistics in my favor? Then all the other stuff matters. You weigh all the other stuff later. Those are the first two things you got to think of when you put money to work. So today was a no-brainer. The market's been crushed 2 days in a row. I think the Dow's down 1,000 points in 2 days. So I'm looking for long opportunities early in the day on a day trade. And oh, God, did we get them today. It was beautiful. 10:30 is my favorite time of day to trade. And the market bottoms at 10:30 and reverses. I think it was 10:36 was the reversal bar. That's when we put our trades on. The market went from three standard deviations below the VWAP to three standard deviations above the VWAP in less than an hour. I'm already done with those day trades. Booked our profit. That is the way to use mean reversion, VWAP, and getting on the right side of probabilities and statistics on a day where the reward's going to be worth the risk. The probabilities told us, the market was making new lows this morning, testing the lows yesterday, that if we were right on the reversal, we were going to get paid. The reward was going to be big and quick. Statistically speaking, from a probability standpoint, we knew after 1,000 points down in 2 days on the Dow that the market was going to try a snapback rally. It just does, guys. It's just the way it is. The VWAPs are higher, and the VWAPs are like magnets. And the market's always testing those VWAPs all the way down. And it tests them all the way up. So when you get far enough away from the VWAP, the statistics and probabilities are in your favor. And the reward's going to be worth the risk today. And that's when we start day trading. And inside of an hour, we had a significant move. We went from 3 standard deviations below the VWAP to 3 above the VWAP. And we're already out of those trades after an hour. I mean, we're done. It was a beautiful day of trade. It took us an hour. Let's go to rule of the road for today. You all know that I'm a father of two, a five-year-old and two-year-old, boy and a girl. And I'm writing a book of investing knowledge for them. I want to put them on my shoulders when they start managing their own capital so they can fly easier. I want them to learn from my mistakes and my successes. And I'm going to give them this book when they're both 18. And I'm going to share this information with you between now and then. So today, rule number 14. Grab a pen, a piece of paper. You guys can write this down. And I think I'll start a blog post at some point and write all these down so you can reference it. Rule number 14, stock prices move dramatically higher when institutions build positions. Getting in front of that wave is the key to investing success. Stocks go up when institutions put money in the stock and the group. Not when I buy it, not when you buy it, not when individuals are buying it, retail guys. That doesn't put stocks up in a significant way. That jerks them around. But when you get sustained moves higher over 3, 6, 9, 12, 24 months and more, it's because Fidelity and Putnam and Vanguard, endowment funds, and pension plans are plowing money into an investment theme and buying up all the best names in that theme. And so our job as analysts is to identify those themes, identify the right stocks, and get involved before that wave hits and ride that wave as long as we can. Sounds simple. Of course, the trick is you don't want to be too early. And you get worn out. Institutions don't show up for another 12 months. You get worn out on the investment. And you don't want to be late. When everyone's already talking about it, the moves are over. These big moves I'm talking about, you already want to be involved. And they might go on for another decade. I mean, look, Illumina, for instance, one of our great investments, it's gone up for 20 years. From 350 to 350. With lots of 50% declines along the way. But we were buying that stock 20 years ago because we saw the institutional investment wave of capital coming into genetics testing, and Illumina was the number one genetics testing company. We knew that was a place to have capital. Now let's fast forward to today. I was on a conference call this morning for a company called Cronos. Those of you who trade and invest in marijuana stocks and cannabis companies, you'll know that name, Cronos. There's only one thing you have to know about that conference call. I tweeted it out. I hope you're following me on Twitter, hashtag Armor Report. One thing that was important, forget about the earnings and what the expectations are. None of that matters at this stage. One thing was important. There were only two questions asked. There were only two analysts on the call. It's so early. The investment thesis is just beginning to form in the minds of institutions. They are not there yet. That makes for very volatile stocks because it's a retail base that owns these stocks, but it also creates opportunity. If institutions begin to build positions in the cannabis theme, these stocks will go up for multi-years. Now, how do we know that institutions are going to start putting money in this investing theme? Well, we know that Constellation Brands put $4 billion into Canopy. That was the dinner bell ringing for institutions to do homework. We know that the CEO of Canopy told us in an interview on CNBC that before that investment, he didn't hear from any institutions, and now he can't get rid of them. They follow him around like paparazzi, trying to get their arms around the investment possibilities of cannabis. So we know that they're doing their homework, and the wave is beginning. That's why I'm so focused on this space. Doesn't mean it has to go up right now. We still have to use our stop loss provisions. We have to protect capital. If the market's in a defined bear market for the next 6 to 9 months, these stocks are not going to go up. But we have to remember that it's early. Institutions are doing their homework. Companies like Constellation Brands and Coca-Cola are doing their homework and investing in the space. The space is here to stay. These stocks are going to be big. And I was so excited to be on that conference call and hear only two questions from two analysts. It's so early. It's so early. We're going to make a lot of money in this space. But that's the beauty of algorithms too. Because I'm so excited about the space that without algorithms, I would not be able to have perspective. If these stocks go down from here, I'll be stopped out of my positions. I'll hold my cash and I'll wait for my next entry point. Risk management first. Then you do your homework, you find the theme, you get ahead of the institutions. That's rule number 14. I also will leave you with this thought. When the market is in this position, when our algorithms are telling us to be very defensive, to have a big cash position. Look, maybe a big cash position is 25% of your portfolio for you. Okay. That's where you need to be, you know, gearing your portfolio right now. Other people, it could be 75% cash. So you got to figure out what that means for you. With these tracking portfolios that were launched yesterday, and we'll be starting to monitor on our website probably at the beginning of next month, and that you can, if you would like to, link your account, and literally accounts will show up in your account. We would have a bigger cash position in our ARM Alpha portfolio because that's where algorithmic risk management creates the alpha. So we have more cash right now there. And we'd have less cash in our alpha aggressive portfolio where we're still got a couple stocks in the portfolio, one of which I've been talking about, Kratos, KTOS. I put a tweet out for a link to a Baird investment conference for you all to listen to. And I said in that tweet, when the markets are going down and it's difficult and it's a hard year, that's the best time to do research. Stop looking at your portfolio and do research. Listen to that conference call for Kratos. Juggernaut. I'm going to leave you with that thought today. Have a good day trading. Be safe out there. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 12 o'clock.